Hello. I haven't been recording my usual Friday ramble faps for the last few weeks. I'm in the process of moving house and work has just been crazy. I've tried a couple of times and it's been too busy. I haven't been able to get any time to myself. That didn't mean sacrificing a lunch break, and I love to eat, so that's not happening. I don't think I've ever eaten during pleasure. It's never really been my thing. Some people are like, oh, thinking back now, I was like, I'm sure I've kind of like tried to lick chocolate or whipped cream or something off somebody before and found it kind of gross and sticky. But yeah, not really gonna be eating a burrito at my desk while somebody's sitting under the chair eating me out as much of a fun idea that sounds in my head. I really don't think I could multitask like that. So here I am waking up super early. I'm not a morning person at all, but I figured it would be the best time to actually do this. I usually meditate and do my qigong in the morning, but I thought, why not mix it up a little? So I'm very slow. This is not my usual ramble for my ramble fap. I haven't had my morning tea, but I wanted to talk about what has been in my ears for the last few weeks, and it's been a beautiful gift I received from a creator called Soft Vixen. So if you haven't heard her work already and you're just listening to me, I would rush on over there and devour everything she has because it's wonderful. And we were part of this audio exchange Secret Santa kind of thing called Sweetsgiving on Gone Wild Audible, and I received this so fun and sweet and soft 45 minute long audio. I'm just blown away. It had, the story was a poet, which was me, and a short story creator hang out in the green room of an open mic night, and they have this wonderful little make-out session that's just full of humor and appreciation and adoration, and just so rich in detail of body parts. A lot of really great titty action. I don't even know if I can say that word. It sounds really strange coming out of my mouth. I don't think I've ever said it like that, but it was so fun. It was so fun. The way that she described her breasts and mine. Oh. I'm so lucky. And it was one of those audios, you know, where excuse me. Losing my train of thought there for a moment. I woke up so wet that I just kind of had to record. Had to get this out there. It was one of those audios, you know, where you're just happy and smiling from start to finish. I have been like super stressed lately and not my usual self. So this was just so nice. So nice to just get lost in it. Just soft hands, soft mouth, soft hair. Compliments. My gosh, it wasn't so much, you know, the cheesy praise audios that you get. It was more just like, oh, and somebody really loves all the different parts of your body and all of these, you know, cute things about you. I just felt so real and rich. I don't tend to listen to ramble faps much. I'm more of a story person. And usually I'm brimming with stories. Whenever I start to touch myself like I'm doing now, even if I'm not communicating them in my ramble faps, that there's all these little sparks that go off, helping me to think about what I want to create, what narratives I want to create. But I've been blocked lately, I think, just from being so busy. And often when I'm busy and stressed, it kind of, my sex drive really ramps up so that I can self-regulate. But it hasn't been quite so fiery, I guess, lately. I've just been wanting to rest. I guess there's also that summer headiness that just makes me want to lie around on the grass. I haven't been to Central Park for a while because it's not where my newer office is. But I used to love like lying in this area called Sheep Meadow, and you could see the tall building that Yoko Ono lives in, I think, still. I don't know. It's where there's like a... I don't really do any tourist things in the city. I feel like I kind of just stare there and go like, I don't know what that building is. And I feel like somebody told me what that building is on like 72nd Street, and that it was where John Lennon was shot, and I don't know. but you can see that. But mostly it's just this open space with people that go play frisbee and stuff like that. And there's just trees everywhere. I think a lot of people see New York City is just the skyscrapers and the honking and the traffic and the subways, which is obviously a part of it. But there really has so many trees. It's so green. And especially in summer in that area, there's just tiny little clover and whatever that, I think is called sorrel, maybe that little one that has the tiny yellow flowers that you can eat. I mean, you can eat clover as well. And just lying on the ground there, looking up at the sky, the clouds just moving in the breeze. And just kind of dozing in and out of a nap in the middle of the afternoon. There's a pretty mediocre place nearby to get iced coffees, but it tastes so good just because you're there. In the sunshine, and the city is, it's noisy in the distance, so that somehow makes it like more peaceful. You can still hear birds, and it's surprisingly quiet, but yeah, there's like this ambient hum that feels so far away. And people are like laughing, and there doesn't tend to be too many people like playing music there, which often I do love to hear all the different kinds of music, but that tends to be a relatively quiet space. And I was talking to Soft Vixen, who created that audio for me. We had a little exchange about sharing stories in our notebooks during a picnic, and that's what I'm just picturing right now, so as not to talk too much about her audio for me and maybe spoil it for you. So I do love a good picnic, a nice checkered blanket on the ground where my feet would be dangling over the edge just a little bit so I could feel the tickle of the blades of grass on the tops of my feet. I'm wearing a sundress. It's like a thin cotton with a bright floral pattern so that I could get away with not wearing a bra. And just tweaking my nipples through the dress. Maybe letting it bunch up a bit between my legs and just plenty of fabric so that I could, somebody were to sneak a hand in and slide their fingers inside me, that it would just look like we were cuddling. faces while we kissed. Maybe they could put the fingers in my mouth so that I could taste myself and then taste them. They could put their fingers in themselves and let me taste it. Or maybe just feeding me some grapes. So it's keeping it looking pretty innocent. Oh. Oh gosh, and I recently also read a story written by Lil Wins. So I would definitely go check out her stuff too. Around being played with a popsicle. I would love to feel the coldness of a popsicle in my mouth right now. Oh God, making myself get very, very hot, and I don't have any AC right now, and even though it's super early in the morning, I seem to be making myself really hot with thinking about what I'm doing in the sunshine, in the park. Oh God, so wet and so hot. Oh God, I've needed this for so long. Oh, this whole week has just been so, so busy and draining. Oh, I want you to lose yourselves with me. Just dream and sink into the grass and just feel your wet fingers buried in my pussy. Ah, oh, they tighten so much right now. Oh, my mouth is so hot and hungry. Ah. Oh. Oh, I think I'm gonna come soon. Oh, I'm gonna come so soft. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, the happiness, the ease, just melting away. All my stress. Oh, God, here it comes. Ah, ah, oh. Soft Vixen and Little Wins for inspiring this, and a big thank you to the Sweets Giving from Gone Wild Audible for letting me be a part of that and receiving such an incredible gift of pleasure and happiness and care and fantasy that just felt so, so personal to me and all the things that I love and want. It's gonna get me through the rest of this house move and all of my extra work, knowing that the imaginary version of me is lounging in Central Park with a beautiful woman, or making out in a green room after sharing some of my more safe for work creative endeavors. And now I guess I can't really have a popsicle for breakfast, but you know, maybe I'll have an acai bowl. I have one of those in the freezer. I think I need it to cool down. So, just leaving you with that, the idea of my mouth that has been sucking on my fingers so desperately that it's hot and will now be stained purple and cool, and thinking of being on all of your lovely bodies. Thanks for playing with me as always. Bye.